The Gemara in Daf Tzadizayin Beis says that our mission is telling us the chiddush like Reb Zera. The Reb Zera, kolmak mishamlo megureshes, and megureshes baal chayim zanaseya. Whatever Chacham said, the din is that Isha is suffering megureshes, the baal is chayiv to give her mezainis. But Rashi explains that the chiddush of the mission is that that's only bechayeh. Bechayeh, where he's actively stopping her from getting remarried because it's a suffer get, so he has to give her mezainis. But achar misa, if now she comes to the assignment and wants to take mezainis from them, they don't have to give her mezainis. So lacha misa, there's no chiyuv because misafik we're not mitzi mamon, and that's the chiddush of our mishnah. So Frank Tarsus and Rashi, the Ramaskul assume megreshes and megreshes. He says, what type of chiddush is that? That's pashit. Of course, it's pashit that if the assignment comes, if she comes to the assignment, she wants to be mitzi mamon for them, wants to be mitzi mezainis, and she's a safik megreshes, then ain't safik mitzi mevada. She can't be mitzi from them without a raya that they owe her mezainis. So lachar the din is pashit even without our mishnah. We know that it's obvious la chamisa she can't be made to mezainis, so why do you need the Mishnah to tell us that chiddush? That's our effect, Tysus on Rashi. Now the Hafla over here asks a kasha and Tysus. The Hafla says, I don't understand Tysus' kasha. This is not pashut at all. Because over here, this is like a case of any adein paraticha. If there's a shtar saying that Reuven owes Shimon money, but Reuven does not remember whether he paid up or not, so there's vadei chiyuv, and there's a suffix if the peron took place. So by any adam praticha, the halach is mechuyev to pay, because you have a cheskos chiyuv, you know for sure there's a chiyuv. We have a suffix whether he paid up his chiyuv, so b'chiyai gavni do have to pay. So effect, flan, taisis, this is not a problem. In you can't be mitzi mamim in suffix. Over here there's a vadei cheskos chiyuv. We have a ksuba saying that the yisaimim owe mezainis to the isha. We have a suffix whether it's paid up or not, because if she's megureshes, then it was paid up. She doesn't need it. If she's not megureshes, then she does need him, and it wasn't paid up. So that should be like a case of any dem praticha, and therefore there should be chayiv. So what's Taisus Kasha and Rashi? L'char, in such a case, it's any dem in praticha, in hasvar would be chayiv, and avada is a big chiddush to tell us that you're pater. So what's the pshat in Taisus' Kasha? That's the Kasha of Aflan Taisus. So Reb Reuven in his chidushim on Ksuba, somebody died, Reb Reuven Grzovsky says a keteretz over here to answer the kasha of the afla, and he says like this, that when the Baal is mechayv himself and mezainis to his wife, it's not the pshat that it's just a mamas to kechiv to this woman standing in front of him, and he's saying that you, Plinus, my wife, I owe you mezainis. That's not the pshat. The chiyuv mezainis is chal to ishtar. He's saying that you, as my wife, I'm mechayv to give you mezainis. But the chiyuv is metlatali, and being a shame ishtar, this that she's considered his wife. It's not to her as a person, but it's to her as a wife. And calls on that she's not a wife, there's no chiyuv at all. The chiyuv is a mitlatali on her shame ishtai, the fact that she's his wife. That is what the mechayv and mezainis is. So if we have a suffix now, whether she's a wife or not, because there's a suffix gerushin, maybe she is his wife, maybe she's not his wife, so on the tzad that she's not his wife, if the gerushin took place, then there's no chiyuv at all. So we're doubting right now, is there a chiyuv here b'chlal? So it's not the pshat that there's vade a chiyuv and there's a suffix if I paid up. No, there's a suffix if there's a chiyuv here, because if she's a megreshes, then this isha never had a chiyuv mezainis to begin with. So if you look at the chiyuv mezainis that way, that it's a chiyuv mezainis to ishtai, and now we're goofing mesupik, are you ishtai or not? So the suffix is, was there ever a chiyuv here to begin with to this woman who's standing here in front of us? And that would not be like any adam praticha, but that would be like any adam nischayafti. I don't know if there's a chiyuv at all. And Mimela, Taisus asks a good question, Rashi, that that's pasha, that you would not be able to be mitzi mezainis if you don't know if she's a wife or not. And that is the beer in Taisus' kasha on Rashi.